The government shutdown has also seen too few air traffic controllers showing up for work. NPR's Joel Rose reports that the Federal Aviation Administration is responding by reducing air traffic by 10% across some of the nation's busiest airports starting tomorrow.
The FAA is planning to reduce air traffic in 40 high-volume markets. FAA Administrator Brian Bedford says the agency wants to relieve the pressure at those airports before safety is compromised.
We're not going to wait until we see something flashing red to say, oh, we should take action now.
The FAA has been delaying flights at some airports because of staffing shortages among air traffic controllers. Those controllers are required to work without pay during the shutdown. Some have taken second jobs, and many are calling out sick. Bedford says those who are working are starting to show signs of stress and fatigue.
We just can't ignore it, you know, and we're not going to wait for a safety problem to truly manifest itself when the early indicators are telling us we can take action today to prevent things from deteriorating.
The FAA did not announce which airports would be affected by the reductions. But the agency has noted persistent staffing shortages at air traffic control facilities around some of the nation's busiest airports, including major airline hubs in Dallas, Houston, Newark, New Jersey, and Phoenix. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy acknowledged these reductions will likely cause widespread frustration, but he said the decision was not taken lightly.
Our heart, you know, goes out to those who will have flights disrupted. We are doing our work, and this is what we feel like we have to do to make sure we maintain that safety profile.
Duffy said he and Bedford would meet with airline leaders to figure out how to implement the reductions fairly. The airlines are now scrambling to sort out what this means and explain it to their customers. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.